Three good reasons why you should buy a Skoda Fabia this summer. Incredible 0% APR representative finance, £500 towards your deposit, and £500 worth of free fuel. The Skoda Fabia. It's a no-brainer. Find your nearest retailer at skoda.co.uk. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan from Skoda Financial Services, 18s and over subject to status, T's and C's and exclusions apply. For free fuel T's and C's, check skodafreefuel.co.uk. Offer ends 30th September.
With the gods as our witnesses, let us pledge that the winner will allow the loser all the proper funeral rituals.
I'm the best ever.
There are no pacts between lions and men.
No, you're a killer!
Sir, yes, sir!
Let me see your war face!
I'm the best ever.
Ah! That's a war face! Now let me see your war face!
My style is impeccable. My defense is impeccable. My lips are perfect. I want your heart. I believe in children.
You don't scare me.
The best ever. I'm the best ever.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Greetings, Fight fans, to another edition of In the Squared Circle with Felipe Leon, brought to you by the BoxStats app. For your smartphone, consider the best boxing research app on the market. Find it on your App Store or iTunes or Android. I'm Felipe Leon, international editor of FightNews.com, as well as a co-host of Boxeo Tijuana TV every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific on YouTube, Boxeo Tijuana channel. 7 p.m. Pacific, and every other week here on the Leave It in the Ring Network, the two-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world with Mr. David Avila and former fighter Elena Baby Doll Reed. That's every other 2 weeks on the here on the Leave It in the Ring Network. Our next show is on October 6th. You can find me on Twitter at SDFights. Again, it's S as in Sam, D as in David, or S as in San, D as in Diego, Fights on Twitter. And this is the 35th episode of In the Square Circle, your 30-minute or less recap of everything that's going on in the world of boxing. I would like to apologize for not having the show last week. I was feeling a little bit under the weather. I was probably a little bit overwhelmed by the performance of Canelo on Saturday night. But other than that, we are here again on our 31st edition. So let's get started with our news and notes section, what we like to call our hooks and jabs. All right, in heavyweight news, WBO and WBA heavyweight champion Tyson Fury has again pulled out of his rematch with Vladimir Klitschko set for October 29th in Manchester, England. No official reason was given by Team Fury of why the pullout, but a number of rumors are circling the boxing world, from Fury not being in shape to mental illness. British promoter Eddie Hearn has gone on record to say he doesn't see Fury ever fighting again. Hearn is not Fury's promoter, but while his uncle and trainer Peter Fury says the current champion will fight again, his uncle says he would not only go, is only going through the motions and show no motivation for the fight. He was making some kind of weird comments, and they decided to give him a break. If you guys remember, the fight was supposed to take place back in July as well, after the first fight in December, which Fury won via unanimous decision and took the WBO, WBA, and the IBF titles. The IBF title was stripped, and then, what's his name, captured it, Charles Martin, and then Anthony Joshua beat him for it. So the team decided to pull Fury from the title fight on October 29th, and no word from the organization, the sanctioning bodies, if they're going to end up stripping the titles. But it is thought that it will be, because those titles have not been defended since December. Reports show the recent Saúl Canelo Álvarez versus Liam Smith championship bout, where the Mexican Canelo Alvarez captured the WBO 154-pound title via a ninth-round TKO on September 17, sold about 250 to 300,000 pay-per-view buys, consistent with Alvarez's TV audience. The big number was a little over 51,000 who actually filed into the AT&T Stadium, better known as Cowboy Stadium, in Dallas to see the fight live. Alvarez sold 900,000 pay-per-view buys against Miguel Cotto back in November and 500,000 versus Amir Khan in May. Not to forget the over 2 million he sold together with Mayweather Jr., Floyd Mayweather Jr., a couple of years ago. Golden Boy Promotions said to be pleased with the numbers since Smith was an unknown in the U.S. and the numbers are more in line with what Canelo sold versus Alfredo Angulo and Eris Landis Lara. As we all know, Canelo hurt his hand in that fight a couple Saturdays ago in Dallas, and he was supposed to fight December 10th on HBO, but that fight was scratched. It was talked about that he might be coming back in January or February, but Eric Gomez, the now president of Golden Boy Promotions, stated that he will not fight until May of 2017. With Alvarez not fighting on HBO on December 10th, the date now has gone to Gennady Golovkin, with the network trying to make Gennady Golovkin against Daniel Jacobs for the undisputed WBA 160-pound title. Triple G is the super champion, while Jacobs is the regular one. Triple G was slated for the Thanksgiving weekend on HBO, but preferred to move to early December. It's an expensive fight to make, but Alvarez's injury seemingly will make it possible. HBO has been mired in a budget crunch, but may have additional resources at its disposal now because the money budgeted for Alvarez's December bout, believed to be at least $4 million, is not needed before the end of the year, and some of it potentially will go towards making Triple G and Jacobs. That's a great fight. I think that it kind of shows that Triple G is following his mandate of becoming the undisputed 160-pound champion. He takes the belt from Daniel Jacobs. Obviously, he remains the super champion. Obviously, down the line, the WBA in looks to make money from the belts are going to set up another champion as a regular WBA champion. They'll have somebody fight for that vacant title or somewhat, or do something of that nature, or have Triple G fight the interim champion, who I don't even know if they have one at 160 anyways. But for the time being, Triple G, if he ends up beating Jacobs in December, the fight happens, then he would become the full-fledged WBA champion, and then can also just sweeten the pot for a possible Canelo fight in 2017. With that, we already said that one. The undercard for the November 5th WBO welterweight clash between champion Jesse Vargas and challenger Manny Pacquiao is set for the Thomas and Mack Center in Las Vegas. Nonito Donaire defends his WBO 122-pound title against Jesse Magdaleno. Oscar Valdez defends his title for the first time, his WBO featherweight title against mandatory challenger Hiroshige Osawa. We're also going to see Su Shimin versus Prasitsak Papoem, and the debut of Brazilian Olympian Robson Consensual. No word if that Olympian match with Robson Consensual will be televised on the pay-per-view, but he will be on the card. Also, the broadcasting team has been announced for the top-ranked distributed pay-per-view, including ESPN's Stephen A. Smith and Brian Kenny, Charissa Thompson, and two divisional five-time world champion Tiffany Bradley. Top-ranked Christina Poncher will be the roving reporter, and all the news on Twitter today on Tuesday, Monday when we record the In the Square Circle, was the talk of Stephen A. Smith being on that broadcasting team. Brian Kennedy has broadcast boxing before, obviously on ESPN, but Stephen Smith is more of a talking head, and people want to see what he can bring to the table at actually a live fight. And lastly, NBC said last week that it will not televise any more Premier Boxing Champion cards this year, either on the main network or its NBCSN or the Sports Network cable network. Several dates for the remainder of the year have been canceled, including two December primetime NBC cards and at least three NBCSN cards. We are working with the PBC folks to move remaining shows to better dates in the first two or three months of 2017, an NBC spokesman told ESPN.com on Wednesday. That brings us to the end of News and Notes here on In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap show of everything boxing. So now we will go to our fight results. Friday, September 23rd, from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. Javier Fortuna, former champion, stopped Marlin Cabrera in the second round of Schedule 10 at Super Featherweight, while from the Buffalo Run Casino in Miami, Oklahoma, Holden Promotions, together with DeBella Entertainment on Showbox, gave us Radijove Kajdic stopping Travis Perdikin in the fifth round of Schedule 10 at light heavyweight, and the son of the late, great Tommy Morrison, Trey Lippy Morrison, proved that he might have something to prove in the heavyweight division, stopping previously undefeated Ed Lattimore in the first round of a Schedule 6 in the heavyweight division. Saturday, September 24th, from the Oasis Hotel in Cancun, Mexico, Promociones del Pueblo on Televisa gave us Johnny Gonzalez stopping Japanese opponent Hirotsuguru Yamamoto in the first round of Schedule 12 to defend his WBC Silver International Super Featherweight title. Yamamoto was down twice in the first from left hooks to the head, while from Manchester Arena in Manchester, England, Jorge Linares scored a unanimous decision over Anthony Crolla to capture the WBA lightweight title. Scores there were 117, 111, 115, 114, and 115, 113. In the Los Angeles Badminton Club in Los Angeles, California, main events and K2 promotions, among a couple other promoters, gave us Rico Ramos stopping Prosper Ancra in the third round of Schedule 8 at featherweight. Former champion Rico Ramos back in the winning column. While from the StubHub Center in Carson, California, a la promotions on the Azteca Channel in Mexico and BN Sports featured Donnie Nietes scoring a unanimous decision over Mexican veteran Edgar Sosa for the vacant WBO Intercontinental Flyweight title. Scores there were 120, 108. Three times, and that was all the boxing that that went down this last weekend. And now I would give you the calendar of what's coming up this weekend. On Tuesday, September 27th, from the Buffalo Thunder Casino, one of the last PBC fight cards of the year, now that NBC has announced that they will not be broadcasting any more shows on their network and their sister network, the NBC Sports Network. From the Poyoaki, New Mexico, on Fox Sports 1, Brian Perella will go against Cuban Olympian Jordanis Ugas in a 10-rounder at welterweight, while Cowboy Ryan Carl will face Jose Felix Quesada in an 8-rounder at super lightweight. On Friday, September 30th, from China, Neomar Cermeño of Panama will face Anurag Tisa in a Schedule 12-rounder to defend his WBA super bantamweight title. While from the Fantasy Springs Casino in Indio, California, Golden Boy Promotions on Estrella TV gives us Michael Perez against Peter Petrov in a 12-rounder at lightweight. From the downtown Las Vegas Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada, Roy Jones Jr. on the CBS Sports Network gives us Tijuana's Hansel Rudeboy Martinez scoring facing Emmanuel Quarte in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBA International Super Bantamweight title. While Juan Antonio Lopez will face Steven Young in a 10-rounder for the vacant WBA NABA bantamweight title. And John Vera will defend his WBA NABA super welterweight title against Milorad Zizek in a scheduled 8-rounder. On Saturday, October the 1st, from Germany, Jürgen Brammer will defend his WBA light heavyweight title against former champ Nathan Cleverly in a Schedule 12-rounder, while from New Zealand, Anthony Parker on a crash collision course against Anthony Joshua, it is rumored, will defend his WBO Oriental heavyweight title against Alexander Dimitrenko in a Schedule 12-rounder. And that is all the boxing, nothing from the United States on Saturday night. And the schedule is starting to look a little bit bleak for October, with Showtime going dark. And now we are hearing NBC as well. So there isn't an HBO, doesn't have anything either. We had October 29th scheduled for that Tyson Fury versus Vladimir Klitschko, but as it was announced earlier on this program, that would not go down. So now we would have to wait until November 5th for a major fight card with Jesse Vargas defending the WBA welterweight title against Manny Pacquiao. Before we say goodnight, and before I go through the rundown of what's on the Leave It in the Ring network, I would like to remind you that this show is brought to you by the Box Stats app. which is a boxing research app considered the best in the market. You can find it at the App Store for iTunes or on Android. You could go on there and search for your favorite fighters or anything else. They have the Cleto Reyes store as well as the War Tape. You could go on there and download it onto your phone ASAP. Bach Stats. So on Monday nights at 4 p.m. Pacific, we have the next round with Steve Kim and Gabriel Montoya, taking all your phone calls and going down all the fights from the past weekend and what's coming up, giving their opinion. Tuesdays, you have this show, In the Squared Circle with Felipe León, your 30-minute or less recap of everything boxing for the last week. Every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, we have our flagship show, the Leave It in the Ring show with David Duenas and Gabriel Montoya. And every other week, every other Thursday, next one on October 6th, you have the 2-minute round, your hooks and jabs look at the female fight world. This last show, which happened last Thursday, we had a very good interview with 4-time champion Kalisha West. A couple weeks before that, we had WBO and WBA featherweight champion Jelena Miranovic talking about her upcoming fight in October in France. And then the show before that, we had Heather Hardy, fresh from her win over Shelley Vincent on national TV. On October 6th, we're looking to get Michaela Meyer, the 2016 Olympian, to join us on the show. We will also have Noemi Bosquez, who will be fighting for the NEBF Bantamweight title in October on the first ever Christy Martin promotional show out in the East Coast. With that said, we thank you for listening to this, the 35th edition of In the Squared Circle. Until next week.